This is KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. I'm your host, Nancy Flagg, bringing you authentic Western music and cowboy poetry. Cowboy Tracks is on live every Friday for 1 hour at 1 p.m. And you can also listen to replay on Thursday night or Monday morning. There are some archive shows at the KDRT.org website, or you can find Cowboy Tracks on Facebook, and you can even download us on iTunes. Today's episode is a celebration of Cowboy Poetry Week. The official Cowboy Poetry Week, as recognized by the U.S. Senate, is always the last week in April, so I'm just a little bit behind, but I like to think of it as expanding Poetry Week into May because there's so much good material out there. Today we're going to hear all poetry. We're going to hear the top cowboy poems, both traditional and new, recited by the leading cowboy poets. If you haven't heard of the Center for Western and Cowboy Poetry, let me tell you just a bit about them. They're also known as the Bar D Ranch. The mission is to celebrate and preserve the arts and life of rural communities and the real working West. They're volunteer run, and they are a central resource for all things cowboy poetry related and other associated Western arts. They've got a website there, cowboypoetry.com, and there's this great repository of cowboy poetry, and there's a Western arts event calendar. One of the big things that the group does is they produce an annual CD of excellent cowboy poetry, and they celebrate Cowboy Poetry Week with a beautiful artist-rendered poster, which you can see a copy of on my show notes page. Anyhow, I just want to thank Margot Metagrano at the Center for sending me some poetry CDs that helped me put together this special episode. And we're going to start off today with one of my very favorite cowboy poems by Larry Maurice. It's called I Wish I Could Have Seen It.
I wish I could have seen it. From the deck of the San Carlos, in that time so long ago, this land they called California, land of the Hidalgos, through the eyes of Father Serra, riding on the El Camino Real, the tule fog of the San Joaquin, the mission at San Rafael, the mustard fields of the Presidio, the pounding surf at Refugio Bay, the snow-capped Sierra Nevada, the sunken gardens of San Luis Rey. This land they called Del Oro, made grand by the chaff of the court of Spain, where the seeds of Western freedom were casually strewn upon a willing plain. I wish I could have seen it. The bells of San Diego de Alcalde, the cattle on a thousand hills, the mighty Sacramento flowing to where its delta water spills, the coastal range of pines and promise, the barranca where the black panther calls, and the wild bougainvillea climbing sun-baked adobe walls. I wish I could have seen it. Big Sur in all its glory, the twisted pines of Monterey, the wailing hordes of sea lions on the rocks of Morro Bay, the caballos del sueño, the silver flash of the proud vaquero, señoritas of the manilla and the comb, and quiet nights and guitars on the patio. I wish I could have seen it. But perhaps it isn't gone, for I know these things because I have been there, and they live in my heart today. And in daydreams and in memories, they will never fade away. On a moonlit night, if you close your eyes just a little bit and stare seaward from a rugged San Pedro hill, you just might see a Spanish galleon's ghostly sails fluttering there still. And you can still ride from Baja to Alta California, from Rancho to Pueblo, and feel the history at your feet and hear the old songs of the people and the promise on Alvera Street. And the swallows still bring the faithful back to worship at Mission San Juan Capistrano. And the Tajon brand still marks the cattle, as it did so long ago. It is here in the fiestas and in sunsets on the beach, in thoughts of gold in them thar hills. It's not beyond your reach. It's called California. And it was and is a promise and a challenge for those who had the will and have the will to make a brand new start. California. It's what dreams are made of. History, myth, and heart. And I see it now and in that time. El gusto es mío, mi amigo. The pleasure is all mine.
Just love that one. That gives me chills. Oh, wow. All right. Well, this next poem is from the Center for Western and Cowboy Poetry's CD called Masters Cowboy Poetry, Volume 2. This is a 2018 CD that features the poetry of S. Omar Barker, who lived from 1895 to, I believe, 1985. 1894 to 1985. He wrote something like 2,000 poems and is known for his humor and his humanity. He was also a founder of the Western Writers of America. This poem I'm playing here is called Trail Dust, and it's recited by Marlene Busma.
Each age has had its heroes, men whose blood ran strong and red, and some are lusty still today, and some have long been dead. But whether on the land or sea, in blizzards or in gales, no braver lads have ever been than those who rode the trails from Texas to the north, whose hoof marks now are gone. With wild stampedes to quell at night and floods to swim at dawn. Not days, but months, across lone plains they trail the herds along. These saddle men whose danger dust uprose mid laugh and song. Oh, some were drowned by crossing floods, and some the blizzards froze. And what some faced who did not die, the God of courage knows. The tracks of trailing herds today are but time-hidden scars, and trail dust long has mingled with the timeless dust of stars.
There's not a lot that's spoken as we sit upon our mounts, the cow boss checking tallies, adding up the remnant counts. He's mighty long on wisdom, but pretty short on words when lining out to circles when we're gathering up the herds. Oh, they're out there, boys. Go get 'em. You know what to do. And of course he's right, and he should know he handpicked all the crew. He knows there'll be no slacking that will more than earn our pay, and since that's about all that matters, he's not got much more to say. So with just some simple pointing, and some nods among the boys, we head in all directions, taking in the morning noise. Now you'd think without us talking there'd be nothing much to hear, but actually in the silence there's a lot to hit your ear. Like birds awake and singing, cicadas flicking wings, there are aspen trees a-quaking, and the sound of bubbling springs. Muffled hooves on dewdrop grass, the snap of sun-parched brush. Thermals blowing up steep slopes, and Bob White's whistles before they flush. And then the sound we've come for, faint, distant from below. Bawling calves and mamas tell us just where we should go. The silence gives direction. Sometimes better than what's planned. And so we'll leave the talking to the language of the land.
When I was a youngster, I can remember the sound of the jingler's hoofbeats as they hit upon the ground. They'd leave in the morning before dawn of light, listening for the remuda, whose bell jingles in the night. With the night as thick as soup, no moon to show the way, that jingler would have the remuda in by the break of day. So listen for that bell, jingler. Can you hear it ring? Listen for that bell, so the remuda home you'll bring. Now I would lay and listen anxiously as time ticked by for the faintest sound of horses or a wrangler's cry. Then quietly in the distance, a rumbling thunder sound as their hard hooves hit upon the solid, dusty ground. The closer in they came, the mystic rhythm of horses, phantoms with no name. A tingle crawled my spine. It ran clear through as I stared into the darkness to maybe see one or two. With a wrangler's cry of horses as the jingler brought the herd, so through the dark of morning, the horses could be heard. For that bell horse of the remuda who makes the jingle sound, so through the dark of morning, those horses could be found. Now I may have left that lifestyle to see what I'd become, but I can still hear the jingler before the break of sun. And I can hear him jingle before the dawn of light, listening for the remuda, whose bell jingles in the night. With the night as thick as soup, no moon to show the way, that jingler would have the remuda in by the break of day. So listen for that bell, jingler. Can you hear it ring? Listen for that bell, so the remuda home you'll bring. May you always hear that bell to tell you where they roam, and forever jingle them horses and bring them all home.
It's all good stuff. That was A.K. Moss with Jingler from her new CD, The Truth. And from Tom Swearingen's new CD, Language of the Land, was the poem Language of the Land. The next poem we're going to hear is from the most recent Masters Cowboy Poetry CD produced by the Center for Western and Cowboy Poetry. This is a 2009 set of three CDs, and there's 61 poems on it. All of them were written by Bruce Kiskaden. He was born in 1878, lived till 1950. He was a cowboy, a bellhop, a writer, a traveler. He wrote short stories and about 500 poems, and his poems are considered cowboy classics and are very frequently recited by others. This CD has an amazing array of cowboy poets performing his work. The one we're going to hear here is When They've Finished Shipping Cattle in the Fall.
Well, you're not exactly blue, but you don't feel like you do in the winter nor on long, hot summer days. Still, your feelings and the weather seem to sort of go together, and you're quiet in that dreamy autumn haze. When that last big steer is goaded up the chute and safely loaded, and the summer crew has ceased to hit the ball, and the feller starts to drag him to the home ranch with the wagon, for he's finished shipping cattle in the fall. Well, there's just two men left to standin' on this job for winter's brandin', and your partner, he's loafin' at your side. He's got a brand new saddle creakin'. Neither one of you is speakin', and you feel it's gonna be a silent ride. But you savvy one another. See, you know him like a brother. Oh, he's friendly. He's just quiet, that is all. And he's thinking as he's dragging to the home ranch with the wagon, for he's finished shipping cattle in the fall. And the saddle horse is stringing at an easy walk, a swinging in behind the old chuck wagon, moving slow. Now they're weary, gaunt, and jaded from the mud and brush they've waded, and they settled down to business long ago. Not a horse is feeling snorty, not one horse is acting sporty. In the spring, the brutes was full of buck and ball. But now they're gentle as they're dragging to the home ranch with the wagon, for they finished shipping cattle in the fall. and the cook leads the retreat. He's up there on his wagon seat. He's got his hat pulled away down on his head. He used to make that old team hustle. Now he hardly moves a muscle, and a feller might imagine he was dead. Except his old cob pipes a-smoking as he lets that team go poking, hitting every hump and holler in the road. No, the cookie ain't been drinking. He's just sitting up there thinking about the people and the places that he knowed. Well, you can see the dust a-trailing, two little clouds a-sailing like a big mirage with lakes and timbers tall. Well, it's lonesome when you're dragging to the home ranch with the wagon and you finish shipping cattle in the fall. Well, you make your camp that night, and though the fire's burning bright, it seems nobody really has a lot to say. In the spring, you sung and hollered. Now you get your supper swallowed, and you crawl into your blankets right away. You see the stars a-shining up there in that soft blue lining. You sniff the frosty night air, clear and cool. You hear your night horse shifting, and your memory goes to drifting to that little village where you went to school. With its narrow gravel streets and the kids you used to meet and the commons where you used to play baseball. But now you're far away and dragging to the home ranch with the wagon, for you finish shipping cattle in the fall. And your schoolboy's sweetheart, too, with her eyes of honest blue. Best performer in the hometown talent show. Well, you was nothing but a kid, and yet you loved her. Yeah, you did. Now that's been nearly 30 years ago. Well, your memory starts to roam from old Mexico to Nome, from the Rio Grande up to the Powder River, and you think of things you'd done, and some of them was lots of fun. But there are other things that make you shiver. Like that boy, his name was Reed. He got killed in a stampede. It was way up north. You helped to dig his grave. And your old friend Jim, the boss, he got tangled with his hoss and the fellas couldn't reach in time to save. And you was there when Ed got his'n. Boy that killed him still in prison. Oh, lucky George, he's rich and living high. Poor old Tom come off the worst. He broke his legs and died of thirst. God, that must have been an awful way to die. But there was winters at the ranches and them old-time country dances. Everybody there was sociable and gay. We used to lead 'em down the middle just to prance into the fiddle. Never thought of going home till break of day. Well, there ain't much chance for sleeping when these memories come a-creeping, and sometimes you think you hear old voices call. When you're far away and dragging to the home ranch with the wagon, and you finished shipping cattle in the fall.
When they finished shipping cattle in the fall, Randy Reiman. These next three poems are very brief, super brief. They're from the S. Omar Barker Masters Collection, starting with Almeda Bradshaw, and Maggie Rose Hedges, and Jim Nelson.
If you say that a cowboy got throwed off his bronc, well, you sure ain't no range diplomat. Well, it's much more polite if you merely remark that he got off to look for his hat.
That cowboys wear 10-gallon hats is not exactly true. The biggest sold will only hold 1 gallon, maybe 2.
They buck in Wyoming, in Texas they pitch. When a feller gets throwed, it don't matter which.
Thank you.
Just a little musical interlude there with the Hot Texas Swing Band. Those three short poems we heard were Mustang Manners, Correction Please, and No Difference. This one coming up is from Mark Munzert, his new CD, Day Workin', and the poem is called I Could, If Only.
I should, I could, if only. I should have been a cattle baron with alligator letties propped upon my desk. I could be checking my profitable portfolio top its rosewood arabesque. I should be eating Angus sirloin prepared by my personal culinary artist. I could employ a team of bean accounters to minimize my tax load. They're among the smartest. I should have a mansion, 4-car garage, outbuildings, and of course, a swimming pool. I could drive my dually diesel to pick up my horse hauling motorhome, so very cool. I should have a herd of high-dollar horse flesh with impeccable pedigree. I could have a covered arena, a barn, 50 stalls, a groom every three. I should have remote control on all 8 gates to my 40,000-acre private property. I could bark orders from my heated, air-conditioned gator with ferocious authority. I should check my gold-adorned pocket watch to ensure things get done on time. I could remind them no-good-for-nothing moochers they're slacking on my dime. I should helicopter into the big city for important high-level meetings in my penthouse office suite. I could close the deal and have my secretary send out a self-congratulatory social media tweet. I should have the pilot swoop down low o'er my enormous ranch so as to see all Brangus on my land. I could head directly for the hot tub to relax from my hard labor and whisk off any sand. I should have lived this life if only I had the fortuity. I could have lived this life if only I'd won the lottery.
Bronk to breakfast, calendars hang fading on the walls. There's a lost and aimless wandering through corridors and halls of slippered feet that shuffle on a waxed and polished floor, and vacant stares of emptiness from men who ride no more. Men who once rode proudly, men with long straight backs, men who covered hill and plain with steel-shod horses' tracks, now pass their idle days in rooms with numbers on the door, with orderlies and nurses for the men who ride no more. Time was when spur rowels jingled when boot heels bumped the floor, dawns with hot black coffee, saddling up at 4, with feet in tapaderos and broncs between their knees, silken neck scarves snapping as they turned into the breeze. From full-blown, living legends, true to riding for the brand, to the scarcely mediocre who could hardly make a hand, they would gather for the brandings and the shipping in the fall. Now it's walker, cane, and wheelchair in the antiseptic hall. And they all have their mementos on the table by their side, like a cracked and fading snapshot of a horse they used to ride, or standing with the wife beside a 37 Ford, high-heel boot hooked nonchalant on a muddy running board. Just instants frozen from the past that somehow give a clue to who and what they were before their riding days were through. Horseback men with horseback rules from horseback days of yore. Their one and only wish would be to somehow ride once more. To once more rope a soggy calf and drag it to the fire. To long trot for a half a day and see no post or wire. To ride a morning circle, catch a fresh one out at noon and trot him in when day was done, to the rising of a moon. To put in one more horseback day and have just one more chance to ride home to a pretty wife and drive her to a dance. To take her hand and hold her close and waltz across a floor before the time to join the ranks of men who ride no more.
That was Joel Nelson reciting "The Men Who Rode No More." This next one is from Yvonne Hollenbeck. Her CD, Rhyming the Range, this is Windmill on the Prairie.
If I could paint a picture of the finest place on earth, it would never be of buildings, no matter what they're worth. There'd be no canvas covered with a village neat and quaint. A windmill on the prairie is what I choose to paint. Now, you may think it's silly that anyone could see beauty in a windmill, but they mean a lot to me. Like a lighthouse to a sailor, they're a symbol of the West, of life that's free and simple, and a lifestyle that's the best. To me, there's nothing better than to be out there with God, smelling clover-scented grasses or raindrops on the sod, to hear the rustling of the trees, the lowing of the herds, and watch a hawk that's circling low, then chased away by birds. Gold itself cannot compare to what a windmill's worth, bringing forth the fresh cold water from far beneath the earth. And when evening shadows lengthen, like a tower in the night, a windmill in the sunset is such a wondrous sight. You can have the Eiffel Tower or the Vatican in Rome, skyscrapers in the cities are the fanciest of homes. The simple, upright beauty that will put them all to test is a windmill on the prairie when the sun sets in the west.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. If you're a local business owner, underwriting at KDIRT gives you the opportunity to get your message out to a relevant, engaged local audience and to demonstrate commitment to the Davis community through support of KDIRT and our unique, locally grown programming. Here at KDRT, we believe that underwriting is a sound investment. If you want more information, please visit online kdrt.org/underwriting. There are many, many good shows, excellent shows, actually, on KDIRT. Lots of things that you can't hear anywhere else, certainly not on commercial mainstream media. There's one show that's on, it's hosted by Rodriguez, it's called Silver 9-Volt Heart, and it's a cool musical trip that features sounds from all points of the compass. And that show is on live Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., or you can visit the KDRT.org website to find out replay times. The California Raptor Center at UC Davis is committed to preserving and perpetuating the health of all birds of prey, with special emphasis on those native to California and the West. The Raptor Center cares for more than 200 sick, injured, and orphaned raptors every year, and they successfully return most of them to the wild. The center also offers educational programs on the biology of raptors, their importance in the ecosystem, and the need to help raptors and all wildlife species to thrive in the face of shrinking habitats. To visit, volunteer, or donate, call 530-752-6091 or go online to californiaraptor.org. This next poem coming up is called Time to Decide, and it's recited by Andy Hedges.
Did you ever stand on the ledges, on the brink of a great plateau, and look from their jagged edges on the country that lay below? when your vision met no resistance, and there was nothing to stop your gaze till the mountain peaks in the distance stood wrapped in a purple haze. On the winding watercourses and the trails on the mountainsides where you guided your patient horses on your long and lonesome rides, where you saw Earth's open pages, and you seemed to understand as you gazed on the work of ages, rugged and rough, but grand. There the things that you thought were strongest, and the things that you thought were great, and for which you had striven longest, seemed to carry but little weight, while the things that were always nearer, those things that you thought were small, seemed to stand out grander and clearer as you looked from the mountain wall. While you're gazing on such a vision and your outlook is clear and wide, if you have to make a decision, that's the time and the place to decide. And although you return to the city and mingle again with the throng, though your heart should be softened by pity or bitter from strife and wrong, though others may laugh in derision and that voice from the past grow dim, you stick to the cool decision that you made on the mountain rim.
Let's hear one from Floyd Beard from his short Grass Country CD. This is Where the Sagebrush Billows Roll. And we'll hear a little a short instrumental called Lightning by the Thick Crust Doughboys, their Home on the Range CD from 2014.
My mind turns back on the beaten track to the days of the long ago, back to a land where the mountains stand with their glistening caps of snow. Though far away from that land today, I'm there in my heart and soul, in the grand old West that I love the best, where the sagebrush billows roll. Again I seem in a misty dream to be where the morning sun shines bright and fair on the gray buttes there, as the shadows leap and run o'er the mesas wide to the farther side, like a racer to his goal, in the grand old West that I love the best, where the sagebrush billows roll. And the blossoms nod from the prairie sod, and the note of the lark rings clear, and I catch a gleam of a winding stream that ripples upon the ear, and it sings a song as it speeds along over riffle, rock, and shoal, a song of the West that I love the best, where the sagebrush billows roll. I lift my eyes where the sand dunes rise and the desert lizard crawls, and I gaze afar where the canyons are with their rough-hewn granite walls, where the skies are blue and the clouds drift through in a hazy and filmy scroll, in the golden West that I love the best, where the sagebrush billows roll. And the lure is strong as the siren song that rings in my ears today, and it beckons me where the winds blow free o'er the sagebrush seas of gray. And I'll go back to that rough log shack where I've lived in my heart and soul, back to the West that I love the best, where the sagebrush billows roll.
Thank you. Well, he used to be a cow horse that was young and strong and fleet, but now he stands alone, forgotten, in the winter snow and sleet. His old eyes are dim and hollow. His old head's turning gray. He just got too old to follow, just a horse that's had his day. But they forgot how he once packed him at an easy swinging lope, and how he'd brace his sturdy shoulders when he set back on the rope. Didn't bar no weight nor distance, answered every move and word, though his sides were white with leather as he held a milling herd. But now he's stiff and old, he stumbles, and he's lost his strength and speed that once carried him through the darkness around the point of a stampede. His old legs are scarred and battered, both the muscle and the bone. He's just a wore-out cow horse, so they turned him out, alone. They turned him out the winter best he can amongst the snow, without a friend and lonesome. Do you think he doesn't know? Through the hours of storm and darkness, he has time to think a lot. That old horse might have been forgotten, but you can bet he ain't forgot. He stands still. He ain't none worried. He knows he's played the game. He's got nothing to back up from. He's been square. He's not ashamed. For any place they put him, he was game to do his share. I sure think more of that old horse than of the folks that left him there.
In every religion, there are the ladies who come to every household to make sure that everyone's fine and honky-dory, and they usually bring you a treat. That's the name of this story, The Day the Ladies Came to Call. I plumb forgot that it was Thursday, the day the ladies come to call, until I noticed Bessie's pickup slowing to a crawl. Now she parked out by the picket fence where the Levi's hung to dry. She and Tilly, Meg, and Fran were bringing me a homemade pie. How the four of them fit in the truck was a mystery to me. The doors popped open and out they peeled. Now that was a sight to see. The weather hot and them girls could sweat. They was sticking to the seat. There was sweat spots showing on their backs. They was the victims of the heat. I didn't have time to straighten up the messy house I had, but I set to grabbing dish and clothes. It was looking pretty bad. The dishes gathered and discreetly hid in the washer on the porch. The dirty clothes are in the stove, and oh dang, I'm hoping they don't scorch. I grabbed a rag and began to dust the front side of the hutch. The hind side of them glasses wasn't really dirty much. I turned the cushions on the couch to cover up the mud and dust that was left last night by that newborn calf. Well, to keep him comfy was a must. Then I ran a quick and rapid vacuum over the carpet on the floor and threw a rug over the large brown stain where the dog had upchucked by the door. Being full, the vacuum bag exploded its contents by the chair. I grabbed a handy second rug and tossed it over there. Just then the ladies reached the door. I smiled and asked them in. Meg was small, Tilly large, the others a little thin. I guess that's how they all did manage to fit into that truck. I knew it couldn't be blamed on good old-fashioned luck. But as luck would have it, Tilly stopped by the rickety old brown couch, and, you know, if she sits down, it won't hold up. Of that fact, I can vouch. But I could not stop that mass in motion before she let it drop. She collapsed upon the cushions in a perfect fanny flop. The pressure of her great descent brought dust clouds from below, and up from the seams of every cushion came enough dirt a crop could grow. Tilly began to cough and sneeze and then doubled over from her seizure, fell from the couch and began to roll, stopped only by my freezer. In her rolling across the floor, she rolled up in the rug that covered what the vacuum lost, and I saw the others start to tug. They tugged and pulled and finally freed poor Tilly from confinement. She struggled to regain composure and some resemblance of refinement, but one could hardly fake awareness of what hung from Tilly's hair. All that vacuum floor debris was boldly hanging there. The ladies steered poor Tilly to the door and made excuses for leaving early. They pushed and pulled her to the truck, and she was still acting a little squirrely. As I waved as they departed, I thought I might surely bawl, knowing I'd not soon forget the fateful day the ladies came to call.
Oh, I've heard a lot of music, human-made and nature's own. Fiddle tunes and humming, thrumming melodies. With sometimes a squealing clarinet or a sobbing saxophone, and at others, just a wind song in the trees. Once I heard O Sole Mio, and it kind of choked my throat, just the way she sort of sung it from her heart. Crickets whirring in the evening, running water's quiet note. Such singing might nigh bust your soul apart. I can catch the drift of music in the howl of wolves at night, in the cutter-up of horses on the lope. But the song that never fails to make the world and all seem right is the swishing, swinging, singing of my rope. Just a whisper-whistle humming of a momentary tune. Every puncher knows the rope song of the West. And though there may be grander music than my looping lasso's croon, I'm a cowboy, and to me, it sounds the best.
You're listening to KDRT in Davis, California. We're at 95.7 FM, and this is the Cowboy Track Show celebrating cowboy poetry today. Before we hear the next one, I have a cater alert. There is a West Coast fiddler, Sumaya Jackson, who will join Bill Wagman for another edition of Live Dirt in the K-Dirt Studio on Friday, May 10th at 11 a.m. Sumaya Jackson's fiddle playing explores the convergence of Celtic, old-time, swing, and bluegrass traditions. She will be playing live at the Palms Playhouse that evening. Her latest album, Mobius Strip, is available now. For information, you can go to sumayajacksonmusic.com. Here's one from Deanne McCall Dickinson. It's Cowgirl's Pride from the I'll Ride Through It CD.
When we first married, I told you I wouldn't feed chickens or milk a cow. And while I do a lot of things, I still don't do that now. I'll ride the dumbest horse all day long, and even try and smile when you howl out some stupid song. But I don't feed chickens or milk a cow. I help pull calves all through the spring, and being chased around the corral ain't any new thing. But I'm not tending chickens or a milk cow. Yeah, I can mend a fence, cook a meal, brand a calf, change water, and even close the cattle deal. But if I knew then what I know now, I'd race you to the chickens and milk cow.
I don't believe I mentioned the songs that poems that preceded that. We had Rope Music with Gail Steiger and Ladies by Sam DeLu from her Women of the West CD. This is Jeff Dawson with The Code of the Cow Country. And then we'll follow that with a short instrumental song called Promontory Point by Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers.
It don't take such a lot of laws to keep the rangeland straight, nor books to write them in, because there's only six or eight. The first one is the welcome sign, true brand of Western hearts. My camp is yours and yours is mine in all cow country parts. Treat with respect all womankind, same as you would your sister. Take care of neighbor's strays you find, and don't call cowboys mister. Shut pasture gates when passing through, and taking all in all, be just as rough as pleases you, but never mean nor small. Talk straight, shoot straight, never break your word to man nor boss. Plum always kill a rattlesnake. don't ride a soreback hoss. It don't take law nor pedigree to live the best you can. These few is all it takes to be a cowboy and a man.
I heard an old-time cowboy swapping off some drawling talk about the Bronx men used to ride who didn't like to walk. He spoke of them as hosses. So I up and asked him why he didn't call them horses. Well, a gleam came in his eye. And this is what he told me, be it right or be it wrong, some salty information that I'd like to pass along. You go out to the racetrack or some modern riding school, and what you see them riding there is horses as a rule. You see them wrapped in blankets when they raise a little sweat. They're bedded in warm stables so they won't get cold or wet. Their saddle is a postage stamp. They're combed and curried slick. Their riders bobble up and down like monkeys on a stick. Them pretty tricks is horses, son, but that there ain't the word. We used to call them shaggies that we rode behind the herd. They maybe weren't so pretty, but they stayed outdoors at night. They maybe weighed 900 pounds, all guts and dynamite. They took you where you had to go and always brought you back without no fancy rations that you purchased in a sack. They loped all day on nothing more than your two hands full of grass. On a Stetson filled with water, they climbed a mountain pass. They swum you through the rivers and plowed you through the sand, you in heavy saddle, and they learned to understand which end of cow's tail is on, till all you had to do was sit there in the saddle while they did the cow work too. Sometimes they sort of dodged your rope. Sometimes they bucked you high, but they were sure the apple of the old-time cowman's eye. These stable, pampered critters might be horses, sure enough, but them old range cow hosses, they was born to take it rough, and that's the way they took it till they earned a tougher name than these here hand-fed horses, also delicate and tame. So you can have your horses with their highfalutin gloss. I'll take four-legged rawhide, or in other words, a hoss.
That was Paul Zarziski with Hosses Versus Horses from the Bar D Roundup CD, the Center for Western and Cowboy Poetry. That was off of Volume 10. This one coming up, but we got a couple of really brief ones. This one is called Looking Backward, Randy Reiman, and then we'll hear Baxter Black with Cowboy Sayin'.
You know, I haven't made a fortune, and my hair is white. I'm old. Still, I wouldn't trade my memories, not for heaps of shining gold. And whenever I get lonesome, I just hold a grand review of the people and the places, and the horses that I knew. I can hear the songs and stories. I can feel the campfires blaze as I live again the glories of my grand old cowboy days.
Well, before we hear Baxter Black, we're going to have another instrumental, Eden's Gate March, the Trail Band.
Thank you. With these two rules to live by, you've pert near got it skinned. Don't never whittle toward you, and don't spit against the wind. Sorry.
The morning starts at 4 a.m. The cookie rings the bell. Come on, get up, you cowboys, comes a loud, persistent yell. Come on, shake out, the coffee's hot. Don't lay there in your sulgans. Roll them tight and get them up. All bedrolls to the wagon. Well, you can smell the food cooking. Feel that chill that's in the air as you gather around the chuck box with an emotionless stare. You grab biscuits drowned in gravy, and you thank the God above for giving you the peace of mind to do the things you love. The cook calls out for seconds, better get it while it's hot! While the hoodie loads the bedrolls up, pulls the tarp down, ties the knot. The jingler brings your horses in while the nighthawk grabs some chuck, and you ponder about the last few weeks, how you all got by on luck. The mountains that you trailed across, the rivers, streams, and swells, the thunderstorms, the dust, and sweat. Some days it felt like hell. And your muscles sore and tender from a colt that bucked you down, and knowing today is the last day, and you'll arrive in town. 290 miles. Oh, wrangling horses all the way. There's an emotion that can't be described when you call positions for the day. And two empty saddles traveled with us as they rode there side by side, in memory of those two cowboys and how they lived and died. The team is almost harnessed up. The leaders start to paw. Make a circle, boys, and start them slow. Head them up that draw. In the east, the stars, they disappear. A blue-gray takes its place, and the pink cliffs now are standing out where before there was no trace. The herd busts and thunders towards the draw, ears alert and noses flared, and cowboys racing for the pass with hard, determined stares. Well, they glide through rock and timber with a ballerina's grace, over logs and brush and ledges, like a royal steeplechase. The dust, it starts fogging up. You smell leather, horse, and sweat, and cowboys crashing through the brush, but still there's no regrets. Manes and tails flying, spurs are ringing out of tune. It's an illusion watching horse and man race towards a fading moon. Down through the pines and cedars where the scrub oak slaps your shaps, well, you memorize this picture, boys, for time has seemed to lapse. With cowboys in position, the herd now in control, you watch the horses all line out as single file they go. The sun, it tops a ragged ridge, and the rays come busting through, and you watch the herd snake down the trail in solemn overview. Well, it's a picture, and can't be described by just anybody's notion, 'cause, partner, it's a feeling, cowboy poetry in motion.
That was Cowboy Poetry in Motion by Paul Bliss. Well, we're wrapping up today's special episode of Cowboy Tracks. It's all been about the cowboy poetry. Hope you have enjoyed it and that you will be back next week. If you want to see the playlist, because there were a lot of different artists here today, you'll find it at the KDRT.org website under the Cowboy Tracks program as soon as I can get in there and enter all the information. You can also go to Facebook page and find out more about Cowboy Tracks. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you next week. Until then, happy trails to you.
Music.